Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Free. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, baby, it's a free-for-all Friday. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. We had an unfortunate thing happen inside the station yesterday, and it was with some of the Christmas decorations. I posted a video about it on Scoot on the Air Facebook, if you want to check that out. Also on the Scoot on the Air Facebook and also on the WWL.com website is a link to our show from yesterday morning when I first started talking about my curiosity concerning the C-130 cargo planes that were circling the city of New Orleans, and the Naval Air Station in Belle Chasse didn't know anything about it. So here's a military base nearby, and they don't know what's going on with these military planes circling our city. We found out they come from Keesler Air Force Base in Biloxi, and they were on a training mission. Was it a training mission because we're planning something in Venezuela? I mean, Keesler Air Force Base is north of Venezuela, and I guess they could get there with their planes. They probably have to do a little refueling in the air. But they could, I guess they could do that. So anyway, we just talked about that yesterday. It was kind of like a classic radio. This is the ultimate of what radio is and should be. This live element in your life. So many things are not live anymore. Even much of radio is not live anymore. And man, this is just such an important aspect of the media because it is live. It's happening right now. And we were talking in the first hour about something simple like a local favorite called Lost Bread. And we were talking about the WWL Odyssey party last night, the holiday Christmas party last night. And we were talking about how good the bread pudding is at Vaca's. And to me, it was kind of like a bread pudding custard, really, really moist. And it was light. It was about the color of custard, but it had the burnt crust on top. And I mean, it was delicious. I love bread pudding, but sometimes it can be kind of dry and really, really thick. And this was not that way. And again, very, very moist. I loved it. And that just, for some reason, it just popped into my mind about Lost Bread, which is something that I used to get years ago. And it's a sort of a New Orleans, South Louisiana favorite from the past. And I don't know restaurants that have it anymore. If you know a restaurant that still serves Lost Bread, let me know. And if a restaurant isn't serving it, maybe some restaurants ought to put it back on the menu because it's a great local favorite. And basically, it's French toast, but it's used it uses French bread. Use French bread instead of sliced bread to make Lost Bread. And this was a time when people didn't waste anything. And so if the French bread got to be a little stale, you turned it into lost bread, which basically has the same recipe as French toast, but it's using French bread. All right. Ian Hoke is at the controls in the other studio, and we were going to try to name everybody who was at the Odyssey WWL Christmas holiday party last night. Do you want to try and do that very quickly here?
Yeah, how do you want to do that?
Well, let's just start.
We go geographically, and, like around the room, or
well,
just start naming people?
Let's just start naming people, and I'll start naming people. It was kind of interesting because I ended up, I was glad that I was sitting at the table I was sitting at. And by the way, we had an agreement last night at our table that anything said at our table stays at our table and goes nowhere else. Because we were whispering about a lot of people. I don't know about you guys at your table. I mean, I figured I'd end up sitting with Ian and Diane at that table, but it was kind of like musical chairs. You know, we were all kind of congregating and walking around, and it was a seated dinner, but we're all kind of walking around, and people are having cocktails, and all of a sudden, people started sitting down, and like you just all of a sudden sat down at the table you were closest to. So I'm glad I was at the table that I was at, but... Yeah, I didn't end up at the table I thought I would be at. So let's see if we can name everybody. All right, so I'm going to start here. These are some account executives. Want to thank Missy.
Got it.
And Donna.
Got it.
Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
Chris.
Mm.
Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan,
mm-hmm.
who looked like she was smuggling in a watermelon. I mean, I had no idea. Jordan. Tammy. Ian Ozan. Jeff, who is Neil's producer.
Jeff Gilgrebe, yeah.
Jeff was there. Mike Haas, Neil Norman, Tommy Tucker, who spoke quite often. Tommy was entertaining us at times.
Yes, he does love to ham it up a little bit at these things.
Tommy entertains us at these parties. Better him than me.
You know, he gave me a ride home.
Oh, he did?
And he's got a new truck, and his new truck kicks ass, man.
Yeah, what kind of truck does he have?
I don't really know. I didn't get a good look at, like, what kind of truck. I know he got it from his boy, Troy Duan, from that, because he's been buying cars from that guy for years. But he had this big, beautiful, like a robin's egg blue truck.
Yeah, nice.
Like a newer model. I honestly wish I'd seen what kind of maker model truck it was. But, you know, in the passenger seat, it was like a spaceship in there. And it's got all these boops and bops and buttons and you know, a heated steering wheel, and they got climate control in the back seat and just all this really fancy stuff.
Well, nice I have truck. A little bit of that, but anyway, that sounds cool. Is it like a pickup truck?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess he can throw his golf clubs in the back there. Because I saw Tommy.
That's exactly what he does. I said, what are you putting here? He says golf clubs.
I saw Tommy last night quite often. He was doing the Johnny Carson air swing.
Oh yeah,
he was like tap somebody on the shoulder. So hey, let me show you how to swing.
And he loves this.
He was giving golf tips to people. All right, so where are we? So Tommy Tucker.
Jeffrey Gilgrave, Tommy Tucker.
Tommy Tucker. Okay.
Jeff Nowak
Speedy,
was at my table. Speedy
yeah,
and Teapot
Nowak,
were both there.
Speedy and Teapot were there.
Nettie was there.
And who?
Annette.
Oh, Annette was there. Yes.
Suter.
Steve Suter was there for Magic from Bayou 95.7. Ashley O was there. We mentioned Mike Cross, didn't we? And
yes.
We mentioned Newell. Nick, our sales manager. Dan Barron, our market manager. Let's see. There was Nathan, the...
Yep.
Web person,
our digital guy,
Jeff Nowak, Saint Sideline reporter. Let's see.
Jordan Fiegel was sitting with me.
Jordan Fiegel was there,
and Diane was also at my table.
Diane was there. I covered everybody at my.
Now, who was at the center table? You see where Danny was.
Danny Miller.
Danny was there, and I know right next to him was Caroline, who I've never, I know she's in digital sales, but I've never really had a conversation with her.
I don't know. Dark hair.
Brandy Carter was there.
Dark hair, yes.
Yeah, the digital sales department is a black hole for me. Like, I kind of never interact with those people, and I know they do great. Like, our digital sales is extraordinary, but it's just not part of my lane here, so some of those people are sort of strangers.
Account executive Casey.
Casey Wainwright, of course.
She was there. Yeah, she had to put her coat on because she was
she cold.
Cold, and she had to put her coat on.
Okay,
she was
next.
Cold.
Next,
if you know what
Scoot.
I mean. You know, she used to be a bartender at 4141 back in the day. So a lot of you would know Casey Wainwright. Well, you might not. You might not, but you knew Casey Wainwright.
Yeah, you knew Casey. Okay, next.
Okay, all right. Okay, next. Let's see. Who else was at the table with Ashley O and Mike
Joe Cardosi.
Joe Cardosi. Yes, that's right. Joe Cardosi.
DePaul?
DePaul Smith was there. Who else are we? Who are we missing?
I think there was more people at the middle table with Danny and Caroline that I'm not thinking about.
Zoe.
Zoe Ashley. Yeah, the new sales assistant.
Zoe,
she was there.
Yeah.
She put the whole thing together. I bet she, you know, we should talk to Zoe after, because she was the person who collected all the RSVPs, so she could tell us exactly
we're trying to, I just wanted to thank everybody for showing up, and we're trying to remember everybody who was there. Because you were having, I didn't drink. I had a flat Sprite, half Sprite and half club soda.
Oh, well, that's
wasn't
weird.
That great. What were you drinking?
Negronis.
Negronis. Yeah. What was it, a Negroni?
Negroni is gin, Campari, and sweet vermouth.
Oh, that sounds wicked.
Yeah, I mean, it's wicked delicious.
Gin is wicked, man.
Well, that's why you cut it with the Campari and the sweet vermouth.
It's like you drink vodka. You know, vodka doesn't taste like gin. Gin tastes. Vodka doesn't have that much of a taste.
Well, that's not the reason to drink it. I mean, that's why I don't drink vodka. It doesn't
People
taste
don't
like
drink
anything.
For the taste. They drink for the effect.
What are you? Yes, they do. Of course they do.
Do you think Newell Norman really cares about those fancy wines he drinks? No, he just wants the buzz.
I think Newell Norman cares a lot about those fancy wine he drinks.
He feels better about the fancy wine, but he wants the buzz.
I don't know about that. I don't think he goes to all those wine tastings
yes,
and the
does.
Wine pairings and talks with the sommeliers because he wants to get buzzed.
That's the only reason they're all there.
He's
those
just
tastings.
Passionate about wine.
Yeah, and the buzz. Okay, no, I'm just kidding.
All right.
No, yeah, we mentioned Newell.
I think we're probably getting pretty close to the end.
I think
here.
We are. I think we are too. Yeah. I can't think of. If we've left anybody out, I would feel terrible about that.
Oh, you know, I made a joke at my table. I said, you know, who didn't make it? The receptionist.
Oh yeah, that is. That's right.
And this is pretty inside baseball. If you don't work here, you know what we're talking about.
An inside joke.
It for the last I don't know year, we've had a mannequin at our front desk because. We have no need for a full-time receptionist anymore. So, but that desk is still there. That table is still there. So there's a mannequin that, you know, is getting dressed up in costumes and we don't know who is doing it. It's a sort of Odyssey New Orleans mystery. Right now, the mannequin at the front desk is wearing a Santa Claus outfit, but nobody knows who did that.
I know.
And Dan Barron cornered me yesterday. He was like, are you behind this? And I said, no, sir. I don't know anything about that. And he said, well, I've asked all the people that I thought it could be, and nobody will admit to being the person who's dressing up the mannequin.
I don't know. I'll tell you a few people who were missing, and they were missing because they were on the air while we were having the dinner.
Of course.
And that's, you know, Bobby Hebert, Steve Geller, Mike Dettillier, and Charlie Long.
Yep.
Yeah, they missed it. Tim was there. Tim Zimmer. Tim Zim. He was there, and I think that's everybody.
Did you see Linda Cassidy? I didn't think she was there.
No, I didn't see Linda Cassidy. I guess she gets up really early, and it went on a little longer than we thought it was. So maybe that's why she didn't. Why she didn't make
it? Okay. Ooh, everyone's telling me that Tucker is driving a Honda Ridgeline.
It's a Honda Ridgeline.
Yeah, it's a great. I know what that is. It's beautiful in there.
I know what that is. Yeah, I know. I can picture that.
Hey, look who's here,
Diane. Who did we forget?
We were just talking about. I got to turn this off for
everybody who is Diane Newman walked in. We're talking about everybody who's on the list. I don't know if we forgot anybody who was there last night. Ian, did she mention anybody we missed?
She said you should have gone table by table, which was my idea, but you wanted to just wild in here.
Yeah, I did. I did. But we kind of recouped and went back, and I think we got about everybody.
We got everybody that was at my table. Everyone was at yours.
Yeah,
I think the only blind spot we have is the center table where Danny was with Zoe and Caroline, Brandy.
Brandy.
We're talking about Brandy
and Casey.
Laurie Clotworthy.
Laurie.
Thank you very
Laurie.
Much.
Okay.
We got to be getting close to the end here.
Yeah, that's it. And well, if we forgot somebody, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we got Nick.
I think we got everybody who was there.
We got Booker. We didn't say Jeff Booker.
No, Jeff Booker. Yeah, Jeff Booker. That's all right. Hey, sorry, Jeff.
We should have called you in here. We're trying to do this without Diane. It's very silly.
Yeah, that was really dumb on our part. Okay, so I think we have everybody. It was a nice dinner. I want to thank
really
Dan,
nice.
And I want to thank Vaca Steakhouse for hosting us last night. Look, the place was really crowded, and then we had the private room, and they did a phenomenal job. And Vaca Steakhouse is where the Peppermill used to be, and I remember going there for years, and that's basically Severn and West Esplanade. So it was a nice night, and you know, since the pandemic, not everybody comes into the office, so it was really nice to see everybody.
I love seeing people. It's easy to forget how many people work here. You and I are here every day, and we're, you know, we don't, I don't, you go out and take client meetings, and you get to meet the salespeople more often than I do, but it really is one big happy family.
Yes.
I told Diane a little while ago, it's like everyone that works here is awesome and kind, and, you know, some number of years back, maybe that wasn't always the case, but now everyone is so great, and it's nice to see everybody.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, it's fun to bond with these people that you don't see on a regular basis.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, we have got to get to a break here. When we come back, I want to talk about how difficult the holidays are for some of you, because some of you may have just quit drinking, and the holidays are a festive time. And there's a lot of drinking and a lot of that goes on during the holidays. And it seems like drinking is part of the holidays. And for many of you, that was always the case, but not anymore. So what's it like for a non-drinker approaching the holidays where so much drinking is all part of it? We'll talk about that when we come back. If you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. And this is still one of my favorite movies. Hey, Ian, you ever seen the Yak Woman? The Yak Woman. She's got these.
What?
The Yak Woman. She's got these two big horns growing out of her head, and she's ugly as hell, but a hell of a good cook.
What are you talking about?
I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What?
During the holiday Christmas celebration time, there's a lot of drinking that's part of it. So what is this time of year like for non-drinkers, especially for those of you who have very recently or somewhat recently decided you needed to quit drinking? And you're doing well, you're not drinking, but you face a big temptation during the holidays. Rob Schulte, who we've had on the show recently talking about this, is the drummer and front man for the Top Cats. And, you know, Rob was a big drinker, and I was drinking heavily back in those days as well. And there's one story of Rob actually picking me up in the parking lot of a bar and carrying me somewhere. And I eventually ended up home, and I appreciate Rob for doing that. But we were both really big, big drinkers. I basically have quit drinking. I'm not an alcoholic, but so many people are, and they deal with tough temptations this time of year. So I wanted Rob to spend a few minutes with us on the air. Rob, good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good. So talk about what it's like for a relatively new non-drinker approaching the holidays. What do you prepare yourself for?
You know, it's kind of like hurricane season, you know, but we have a lot of hurricane seasons. We have Mardi Gras, we have Christmas, New Year's, all these trigger points that, you know, are very scary for those who like to indulge. Like you said earlier, we don't drink for the taste, we drink for the effect. If I want to drink something good, I'm going to drink a milkshake.
That's me.
So, right. So, you know, I had the experience this last weekend. I had a little, you know, so I put myself in that situation that, you know, we like to always have an exit, you know, with a bunch of people that are drinking, and it gets sloppy. I want to get out of there. So, it just, you know, I'm okay, but it gets to a point where I don't want to be around it. So, but I volunteered to be the DD. So a bunch of friends of mine who drank a lot, and I took them downtown and did the, you know, parked the Motley on. I drove my friend's actual Tahoe because we had like 8 people in the car.
Yeah.
And we went to the Motley on, the carousel, you know, and heard some Christmas songs and people, you know, drinking like crazy all around. And and then we walked down to the, we wanted to see Eric Paulson. He's on the streetcar this year at the Ritz-Carlton, and Jeremy Davenport was playing and drinking like crazy, and the decorations are so beautiful down there. I wanted to see decorations. So it was really nice to partake in all that, and then we went to the Roosevelt. So to be sober, to enjoy the beauty of all these things, where in the past I would have been drunk at the first bar, at the carousel, not even realizing that we're actually moving on the carousel. And they're all drinking, you know, the old fashions, which was one of my favorites, you know. And then they get to the Sazerac bar, and then the classic is the Christmas cookie drink. And so I snuck away, and I said, I think it's time. Everybody was getting a little sloppy. I said, I'm going to go get the car. We want somebody to walk with you. And I'm like, no, I don't need to babysit anybody. I want to walk by myself down Canal Street. I'll be fine, and I'll get the car at the Motley on, and I'll text y'all when it's time to come out. So they came out, and I picked them up, and I had a great time. I really enjoyed everything. I was drinking my soda water with lime, I had just as much fun as anybody, but I woke up sober in the morning and ready to roll, and, you know, and I drove everybody and got everybody home safely, you know, because that's the main thing. If you're going to drink, take an Uber or taxi or something, you know. Right? So I was that person.
But, Rob, did you deal with FOMO, fear of missing out, while you're around all of this?
No, what I'm saying, I'm coming up 3 years sober this coming January 25th.
That's great. That's great.
So I've been through the seasons of Mardi Gras, you know, performing at Bacchus Bash, riding in Demian, you know, and doing Lundi Gras, and, you know, all the Mardi Gras balls are already happening, and people are, you know, so it's all around me. And of course, the nature of my business is, you know, the more alcohol we sell, the more successful we are.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had no choice, but because a lot of people that have problems with alcohol, they just remove themselves from these bars and places of things so they don't get tempted, where I was forced to be in the lion's mouth.
Right. But so often people have events at their house, and so they can't get away from it. My brother's an alcoholic, and he doesn't drink, but his wife drinks, and she'll get a little toasted during the holiday celebrations, and you know he's there with everybody drinking. So how do you deal, and how do you remember dealing with it in the beginning when you're around all of this, but you can't do it? What is it that kept you strong and kept you away from getting back to drinking?
Well, I have a very strong support group of others that don't drink as well, too. And I work a great program, and it continuously, because I'm only one drink away from going back to that. So, even though I haven't had a drink in 3 years, I am an alcoholic. So I have that problem of the mind and the body, meaning that if I have that first drink, my body takes over and I'm on like Bacall, and I have to, I have to drink till I'm intoxicated and passed out. And so some people think, well, I don't know. I think you can do that now. I think you can have that one drink. And it's, for me and me only, it's like, yeah. I don't want to take that chance, because the sobriety that I've had the last 3 years, and the place that I'm at now with my family and people that are close to me, has been the best ever because of my sobriety. I'm no longer a burden to others, to take care of me, because I'm passed out like Weekend at Bernie's, and that was my thing.
Right. I often have told people that if you go even a week, if you've started and you go a week without drinking, if you take that one drink, you got to start over. That week is wasted. And you don't want to waste the 3 years of sobriety that you now have by starting over. Because, I would think that like every day that goes by, you gain momentum in terms of this strength of resisting drinking.
That's right. And, for as long as I've been drinking for, 50 years, the clarity that I have in my mind and my body and the way I feel and all, it's not worth the trade or the risk of returning to that. I mean, it's incredible to live your life happy and joyous and do it sober. Because alcohol is a depressant. So anything that brings you up to a certain level, you pay the price on the way down.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
You drink and you feel great, right? But the next day, not so much. And the older we get, it's really hard. And I know my liver's really happy.
Yeah, good. Yeah, because you only have one liver, and liquor does not play friendly with the liver. So I just I think about people who are newly sober. I think about people who have quit recently, and they're going into the holidays, and like you say, some people can just stay away from that kind of stuff. You can't because of your job. So I'm really proud of you. And it says a lot about you as a person that you're strong enough to be in that environment where everybody's drinking around you. And since I'm, sober just about all of the time now, I'm not an alcoholic, but I just have decided I don't really feel like, drinking right now, but it doesn't mean I won't have a glass of wine now and then. Mm-hmm. But, like my brother explained to me, my brother said, one is too many and 33 isn't enough.
Kids
can't have that one. But see, I always could have one or two or three, and then I'm done. But I haven't even been doing that recently. But I do think about people who are going to struggle with this through the holidays, and I wanted them to hear the strength of your character, and just remind people that they can get through this.
That's right, and it's not just the alcohol. It's life 101. It's like how to live my life. Because it's a lot of things in my life that triggered me to deal with what, because alcohol was my solution till it was no longer my solution.
Yeah.
And then anything happened in my life, if I was losing gigs and all, because I'm an elderly musician now, to younger things, I would get depressed about it and say, oh, screw it, let me have a cocktail and I'll just get numb about it and forget about it. So that was my answer for everything. If I'm having relational issues, let's drink, celebrating or if it's a problem, that was always my answer till it became my problem. And now when I do have issues, things come up with me that bother me, I reach out for support that remind me, don't take a drink.
Good.
Work with others. The more you give, the more you get, and that's true about everything in life, right? So in order for us to keep sobriety, we must give it away.
Yeah.
So I want to be an inspiration for others that are fighting for the same thing by telling them that you can do it too. And life on the other side of this is grand.
You know, I think it's about wonderful. People like Nikki Six, who celebrated her birthday just the other day, mentioned it on the show. And, you know, there's a guy who's lucky to be alive and died a couple of times and was brought back to life. But, you know, here's a guy who I think he's been sober and clean now for over 30 years. And he just says life is so much better now than it was before. And when you're drinking, you can't imagine that life would be better when you're not drinking.
That's right. I mean, especially in my business and, you know, all my heroes and all alcohol was part of the equation of showing success, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, right? Yep. So I wanted to be like John Bonham, you know, and of course, you know, he died from alcoholism, you know? And,
but
it was like as a kid when I started playing in bands and stuff, I said, well, I need to drink because that I'll show that I'm really cool and I'm in the, you know, I'm in the rock scene and it's, you know, my heroes always, you know, Jimmy Page had a bottle of Jack Daniels in one hand. It's the classic picture. Him and a Jack Daniels in one hand and his Les Paul in the other. You know?
Like,
that's rock and roll.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah? Well, Rob Schulte, thanks for spending time with us. I know you have inspired people by just talking about what you're talking about. And I know you have related to a lot of people who are going into the holidays with a non-drinking mentality. And it'll be a challenge for some of them. But many of them can think about what you've gone through and you will help give them confidence to get through the season.
Well, thank you so much, and I'll give myself a little plug. We'll be at the Rock and Bowl tonight, so we'll be
over
with John Blanchard and playing some Christmas songs and just having a good sober time while others are partaking.
Now, you know, the best thing about being sober around people who drink a lot is the entertainment value of them drinking a lot and how they act and some of the stupid things they say and do.
I'm entertained very much by my friends last Saturday, and I would say to myself, wow, that was me? No, you were worse.
Yeah. Wow. Thanks. You know, yeah, if you want to stay sober sometime, if you want to know what you look like when you're drunk, stay sober sometime and be around some really drunk people, and you might question whether or not you ever want to get to that point again.
Oh, there's no doubt I was totally entertained the whole Saturday night. I took everybody. Such fun.
All right.
Thank you so much, Scoot.
Rob, have a great time tonight. All right, I'll see you soon.
Good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, Rob,
all right, Rob Schulte from the Top Cat. So, yeah, you can get through it. I know it's going to be a challenge in some ways, but think about what you've accomplished so far if you're not drinking. And if you're not drinking, if you take one drink, you have to start over. Don't waste the progress that you've made, and let that progress be strength for you as you go into the holidays and you're surrounded by people who are drinking. You don't want to have to start over, and you should have confidence from what you've accomplished so far. And then for those of you who can drink and you're not alcoholics, enjoy the holidays and have a couple of drinks. But, you know, you don't have to get, like, stupid drunk, which is just nothing but stupid, because you really do look and act really dumb and you don't feel so great the next day. And please, if you're out this weekend at holiday parties, Christmas parties, make sure that you don't drink and drive, because that will change your life forever if you live. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Free. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
On WWL. This is the new Christmas song from the Molly Ringwalds. It's original. Personally, as a song, I think it's a great song, and soon this is going to bring back Christmas memories for all of us. You know, as I have said, this is a new song, but every Christmas song started out to be a new song. Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms was an original song at one time, heard for the first time on the radio, but now, over the years, it brings back so many memories, and I think this is a song that has staying power. I'm surprised that radio stations aren't playing this. I'm happy to present it. You can download it from Spotify or where you get your music. It's the Molly Ringwalds because it's Christmas time, and I think this is destined to be a Christmas classic. Hey, we want to thank everybody who was part of the recent radiothon at Manning Families Children. We raised $172,000 thanks to you. So thank you, and thanks to the entire Odyssey family, WWL, Magic 101.9, B97, Bayou 95.7, thank you. We could not have done it without you, and so we do appreciate all that you donated, or even if you donated a little bit, it meant a lot, and you're helping kids and you're helping families, and many of them will be celebrating Christmas at Manning Family Children's. But it will be a better Christmas because you support that hospital. All right, so we've got to get to a couple of things next hour before this week comes to an end. But I want to mention that CNN has announced they're not afraid of Stephen Miller. There was some talk about Stephen Miller being banned. He is part of the president's brain. And he comes up with a lot of ideas that we hear from the president that I know originated from Stephen Miller. CNN says they're not afraid of Stephen Miller. It's just that this is ideological. It's not censorship. Stephen Miller was on Fox News on Hannity saying, they're afraid of me. They won't let me on. No, they won't let him on. And here's why. It's programming logic. And Miller routinely violates every principle of making watchable TV. He is combative without charm, confrontational without insight, and delivers answers in a tone that feel more like a scolding than a conversation. Viewers don't learn in they don't lean in what he appears, they change the channel. And no producer paid to retain an audience would voluntarily book a guest who reliably sends viewers fleeing. So that's why he's not on. And excuse me. And he's like Wrecking Ball Head. And so there's really nothing about him that is charismatic. He's not video friendly. verbally or visually. So, you know, I totally understand why they don't want to book him. They're not afraid of him. Also, I've got to get to a break here, but in the next hour, I promise we're going to tell you what you need to look for in terms of your kids being radicalized. We've been talking about that all week. And stuff, important stuff comes up, like, you know, cargo planes flying over the city, these military planes flying over the city, or lost bread, which we talked about earlier today. It is a lost local favorite, and it just came to mind earlier, and we got a lot of response to it. Lost bread, a local favorite, is essentially something that was born out of times when people didn't waste anything, and when the French bread that you were using for sandwiches or for dunking started to get stale, they turned it into lost bread, which is basically French toast made with French bread. So take the recipe for French toast and just use French bread, and that's lost bread. But you used to see it occasionally on a menu, and I don't know of any places that still serve lost bread. Also coming up in the next hour, what do you give the kid that has everything? You know, if you haven't seen it yet this season, or if you have never seen it, if you have any sense of love in your heart, if you love anybody, you should watch the movie Love Actually. It is an extraordinary movie that is brilliantly written, brilliantly directed. The way music runs through the movie is phenomenal, something I've never seen before. It's just a wonderful trip. It's an expose on human relationships, and there's something in there that you can relate to, and it's just really got a great ending too. This is music from Love Actually. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1970, Jim Morrison performed for the last time, and it was a concert right here in New Orleans. He died in July of the following year. He didn't even finish the song Light My Fire because drugs and alcohol had become such a part of his life that he was frustrated that I guess he didn't have enough in his system. But he performed his last concert without even finishing Light My Fire. It happened right here in New Orleans on this day in 1970. All right, a lot more still to come. Also, I want to talk about the West End Boat Parade, which is Saturday. Should be really great weather for that. And we'll talk a little bit about that. And also, what do you give the kid that has everything? We have an idea for you. I'm Scoot on the Air. It's Free for All Friday, and we'll be right back. You're listening to WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.